SBS Radio.
The big match in round 6 of the A-League takes place on Sunday evening when Sydney FC lines up against Melbourne Victory at Jubilee Oval in Sydney. Melbourne is 5 points behind Sydney, having won just once so far this season. But the visitors will have motivation for getting a good result after the disappointment of losing last season's semi-final 6-1 to Sydney. Victory midfielder Lee Broxham admits that scoreline was an embarrassment.
You know, it was obviously a low point of my personal career, and it'll be in the back of my mind. You use it a little bit here and there, but, you know, maybe it'll be a little chance to send a little message to our fans that, you know, that we weren't happy about it and that we really do care.
In boxing on Friday night, there's a battle of the football codes when former NRL player Paul Gallen lines up against former AFL player Barry Hall in Melbourne. The lead-up has been marked by plenty of typical trash-talking at press conferences, but as far as the former Sydney Swan forward Hall is concerned, Gallen may have overstepped the line between confidence and rudeness.
I know you need a bit of ego and, you know, to make it to the highest level in sport, but I don't know whether it's ego or arrogance. I think it might be the latter at this stage. I think he's quite arrogant. You know, he's been like that in the past, and I've seen other opponents where he's done that to them, and, you know, he's talked the talk, but he's walked the walk. So we're going to see Friday night if he's going to walk the walk and match his talk.
In the National Basketball League, one of the big matchups is the All-Melbourne clash between United and South East Melbourne. United star guard Mello Trimble is getting back to his best, but it only came after his coach Dean Vickerman reminded him he needs to be equally effective on offence and defence. The American import says he's grateful for the encouragement.
That's what I need as a young player, for someone to be around me about my defense, and that's one of the reasons why I'm not at the level I want to be at. So I feel like it starts with me on the defense, and, you know, like I said, all the point guards in this league can really score, so it really starts with me, and for me to get better, that's what I have to work on, so that's what just what I've been focused on.
England's Women's Rugby League side are preparing for their second test match against Papua New Guinea in Port Moresby on Saturday. The tourists won the first test last weekend in Goroka in front of a raucous home crowd. England is expecting another tough match, according to fullback Jodie Cunningham.
Really tough, like they always are. The big, strong girls, and they know how to play rugby league. They're really passionate. They all turn up for each other. So we're here to win. We're here to enjoy it. We're here for the experience. But most importantly, we're here to win and show that we can perform on big stages and under a great atmosphere. So, yeah, we're ready.
And in the Women's Big Bash League this weekend, Sydney's Des Moines Oval will host 6 matches, starting with the derby game between the Sydney Sixers and Sydney Thunder on Friday evening. John Baldock, SBS News.
Enjoy more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.